Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
It's a nice day today.
Yeah, and you're looking lovely.
You know what? Could you just not sound like that when you say it?
You know what?
Could you just not sound like
that? Do you know I can see your eyes through your sunglasses?
Yes, I can.
So don't think that you're rolling them and I don't see that. Right? Why did you take that as such a horrible thing to say?
Because I'm wearing my hair up.
Yes, it looks
and you
lovely.
Have a huge issue with that.
I don't.
I think you have long hair itis.
I don't have long hair itis whatsoever.
I think you're a little bit jealous.
I'm not.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I don't want long hair. I like short hair. I like my hair short.
Really?
Short and funky.
Short and funky? Short is and that funky. What this look is?
Well, right now, it's just been sitting out in the sun for a little bit. It's a little bit windblown.
Well, you did get a little bit sweaty, I got too. Stop.
Really? Really? I'm not even going to reveal the sweat story yet, because we're not there.
No, we're not.
Right? But I think one of us sweated a little more than the other. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm just saying. Hey.
What?
Imagine if we wore Spanx and we were out in the sun.
I would never do that to
but
myself.
But I bet you people do.
Yes, when they go to, like, outdoor weddings.
Yeah.
Or an outdoor function when they're trying to look slim.
And then... But, okay.
And that's a bad idea.
But here, so you think Spanx are a bad idea?
Are you kidding? Once you get the Spanx on and it gets hot and you're sweating, you maybe can get those puppies down, but they are never coming back up.
I'm going to tell you, that reminds me of a story from a million years ago when I went to Craven. And that's a million years ago. And my sister Linda and I, it had been raining, but it was hot. And we had on a pair of rain pants, like those yellow rain pants.
Uh-huh.
And then it got hot. And then, of course, we were drinking. Uh-huh. And then it got really, really hot.
Uh-huh.
And we had to take them off. And it was like peeling those suckers off. I think it took half first couple layers of my skin. You had to like peel them off. Eh? It was not pretty. So that's what I picked with the Spanx being like.
Yeah, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
And then I feel like there would be smell involved.
Well, how long are you wearing them for?
It would be a couple of hours, and you'd be like smelly, stinky, smelly, sweaty.
I just think they'd be uncomfortable. And you know what I picture? I just picture if I put Spanx on, right, and they come up high, I just think that my boobs are like coming out my ears.
Well, where's it going?
It has to go someplace. So like, are they just down, like they rest on my chin? Or what? They just like engulf my face?
Oh my God, that'd be horrible.
Friends of the podcast, don't try and envision this. It's not a pretty vision. So that's not the goal.
Oh, where the hell is the fat going?
I know.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Because where does it go?
You know what would be more believable to me is if you got like some of, you know, like that saran wrap that people, like they wrap stuff on pallets with? If you wrap the body in that, that seems more believable that the fat still stays here. We just squish it.
Ugh.
As opposed, okay, question. Question for you.
Uh-huh.
Dude Spanx?
I don't know.
I wonder. I've never, well, I guess I haven't gone looking for them.
Are they that aware? Are they that self-conscious? Probably?
I don't know. Maybe they're not.
No, they could be.
They could be.
You know, nowadays,
maybe
everybody's a little conscious of what
they
look
like. So I
wonder
if there's Dude Spanx.
I don't know.
Could we market it?
I think we should.
Okay, it's ours.
It's ours. It's our idea. You heard it here, but it's ours.
It's patent pending. Without the patent and without the pending. And without the government stamping anything. But just in case, you heard it here first.
But speaking of fitting into your Spanx.
Yes.
Or not.
Or not.
We experienced the food trucks
of
Saskatoon on Saturday, this past Saturday night.
Samantha, we ate our way through Saskatoon food trucks.
Well, first of all, we started off with mini donuts, which really made my stomach hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you that.
Why?
Because I need real food.
Oh, I was like all over those bad boys.
Because for you, sugar is number one in your world.
It is.
So sugar can start any meal off for you.
Absolutely.
But not for me.
Dessert first.
Yeah.
But why do we have to do that? Because the hyper girl was still at work.
She was still
right?
at work.
She was still
and then,
working.
Of course, we found the beer gardens.
Yes.
So that was exciting.
So beer gardens and sugar donuts.
And sugar donuts.
I was in heaven.
I'm surprised my stomach didn't be like, what the F are you doing?
And all my stomach was like, should we get another? Right? Because I was like trying to figure out how to get all that sugar onto the donut.
I just told you to tap it in.
I know, right? And I was just like, I was scooping it. Scooping it up.
Horrible.
It was so good.
Yeah, they weren't bad though.
They were yummy.
They're not the best I've ever had.
Oh, they were really good, I thought.
They weren't the best.
No? Nope. Where's the best? Putting you on the spot. Is it a fair? Is it a carnival?
Yeah.
Is it like a taste from the past?
A carnival?
Samantha? A carnival? Right? Was it on a cruise ship? Was it in a past life?
Past life.
Was it in a dream? Maybe it was in a fat girl dream.
It probably was.
This fat girl dream is donuts. Like Homer Simpson. donuts.
Oh my god.
That's kind of
nope,
funny.
I'm never going to dream about donuts.
I probably would.
No, I would not.
But we had a lot of fun.
We did. And the HHG was great. She was awesome. And she was such a good sport.
What was your favorite part of the food truck?
The bannock was really good.
I've never had bannock.
I know. I was surprised.
No, why? I'm from Ontario.
Well, that's true.
Right? It's not like we don't cook it there. Right? But it was good.
What was it called?
I don't know. I lost it. It was a taco.
Nope. It was bannock. Baby got bannock. Baby got bannock. That was the name of their food truck.
Yes.
And we were standing in line because we wanted to try something because you'd never tried it. So we're like, okay, let's try it.
Yeah.
And we were going to have, I don't know, I think we were picking tacos because they didn't want anything sweet.
Yeah.
And the lady came up. She's like, so we have two things left. We're like, shit.
And what was my worry is I don't like to eat the end of anything. So I was concerned, right? I'm like, I don't know if we should get the last taco. Hyper hype girl, it's good. Right? They could have said it was the last one from Tuesday. Hyper hype girl still pencil us in. We'll take one.
Yeah.
And then it's good.
And then so she stayed in that line. And we wanted more food, and we found a grilled cheese truck called Dapper Dana.
Dapper Dane.
Dapper Dane?
Dapper Dane.
Dapper Dane.
Yeah.
And holy, the stuff that was cranking out of that guy.
Wow, and he was so busy, hey?
He was so busy.
Yeah, you get a grilled cheese, you get a grilled cheese. Everybody's getting a grilled cheese.
It was really good, though.
But all unhealthy grilled cheeses.
So unhealthy.
So, and greasy.
Greasy.
Like, greasy.
Butter. It was butter.
Just like.
There was butter.
Right? And then like nestled in your mama's bosom. With love.
And then, of course, because, you know, nothing's assigned to the ladies who've been married forever.
No.
Lisa and HHG.
Yes.
We got the garlic fries.
Got the garlic fries. Those were really good.
They were really good.
Really good garlic fries.
And we shared.
We did. We shared. But the Hyper Hype Girl finished up everything.
Well, because she's that.
She doesn't
want to
waste. She's not a waster.
No, she's not a waster.
No. But it was kind of funny, right? Three old gals out on the town.
Yeah, we took pictures.
Home by 10.
Yeah, she's the best selfie taker.
I know.
I don't know how the hell she does that.
And who would have thought that when she sprinted ahead, stopped quickly, took a picture, that it was like all her plan. That was like all her plan. She's like, she's got the touch somehow.
She does.
I don't get it.
It was good.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, so if you want to see what that was like, friends of the podcast, we actually put it on our Facebook group.
Yeah.
Right? So it's on I Shook My Head with Lisa and Sam on our group.
Yep.
And you can see, and the Hyper Hype Girl was in the car.
Yeah, she was.
It was kind of fun.
We did a Facebook Live, too.
Yeah. So it was like lots of fun.
So we did the Facebook Live before we went to the Food Truck Wars.
Yes.
And then we did another one.
With the special guest.
The HHG.
And there she was.
There she was. There. For all to see.
And she did well. Right?
I was like, why you got your sunglasses on? Your
sunglasses on in the dark. Little Corey Hart's happening.
She was all like making her hair all fancy. Right? I'm like, what are you doing?
She was trying
here?
To steal the show.
Yes, she was.
She was trying to take
the show.
Well,
but then I think she stole the show because her legs were wide open.
I know, in white pants. Right? She sent me a text. She took a screenshot. She sent me a text. Who sits like this? She's like, dear Hyper Hype Girl, close your legs.
Yeah, close your
I'm
legs.
Like, absolutely close your legs, Hyper Hype Girl.
Yeah.
But kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it's kind
but
of
your
funny.
Back seat's really small.
It is.
So I don't know if anybody can sit differently.
Nobody can fit in
no,
the back
seat. No, it's a straddle position seat.
Totes.
Completely.
Yeah.
Right? All, for all to see.
She was a good sport.
She was a really good sport.
But we had fun.
But here's my question.
Huh?
Okay.
You have a question?
Yeah. So something new has happened to you this week.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And I hate it.
You've come to the dark side.
I have.
Right? Samantha, you are on Facebook.
I am.
And for all my years with you and Facebook, I'm never going to be on Facebook.
Nope.
Facebook's for losers.
I will say this. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up. I will say this.
Okay.
The only reason I'm on Facebook is for our podcast.
And I appreciate
because
that.
Because I felt like I needed to be with our people.
Yes.
I wanted to interact with them and like do funny little like messaging with them
yes.
and stuff like that, which I missed out on because I didn't have Facebook up until this point.
Yeah. And so then it was just me and I was like, haha, controlling it.
It is only for that.
Only for that. But you're doing really well because now every time I turn my Facebook on, it's like Samantha Lee Sperling has replied, has commented. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. But usually it's against you.
So it's always. So I'm like, God, now I kind of question my thing because I'm like, now you're kind of like in hindsight, now you're kind of bullying me on Facebook, I feel. Right?
No, I'm just putting you in your place.
I don't know.
It was
you
funny.
Are so, like this week, you just seemed so active.
I did.
Right?
Yeah, because I was all over the place.
You were all over the place,
yeah.
Right? So Facebook group, first off, started the other day with Jenny not posting us a picture.
Yes.
right? Of her berries.
Yes.
And, oh my God. Right. So and that was awesome. And then it went to my kid sister, Krista, had to get involved.
Yes.
Right.
Well, she posted a question.
She did.
Over or under for toilet paper.
Over or under.
And you and her, you went at it.
We did.
And then I chimed in and I'm like, over.
And then it seemed like the world chimed in. And out of all of the comments, and I think there was something like 82 or something.
Oh my God.
Four of us were under. Four of us were under.
Oh my God, you're so uncivilized.
I don't even understand that. That doesn't even make sense in my world. I think what happened is I think that the Facebook friends, I think they just started going with the norm. And everybody forgot. Everybody's just like, oh, I better just say over because that's what everybody else is saying. That's how it felt.
I don't know. I felt I was right. So that was, I just needed to put my two cents in.
And do it that way.
Yeah, it was
fun. I don't know.
Yeah, but Jenny Knott, when she posted the berries picture.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like, it's not cooking.
It is cooking.
I had to be like, okay, why do I need to also now tell people on Facebook it's not cooking?
It is cooking.
It's not
and
cooking.
I bet you Jenny Knott felt like she was cooking. I'm guaranteed. Because that's just how we feel.
Yeah, but, okay, so the fun thing about Facebook is now I can actually watch the Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
And today I actually did that because it was my day off.
Okay.
And I knew that Hate to Wait was going to do something. So I just thought, well, maybe they'll do it live. So I went on. And sure enough, there they were.
And there they were.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool. So you got to experience that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I did a couple of comments. So I can understand why people interact on Facebook.
It's fun.
I get it.
Yeah.
But any other thing other than podcasting, I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but now it's like all one big shebang, right? So it's a little bit of everything.
It's fun.
That's how it goes.
Because the people that are with us, like in our groups and stuff, they're fun people.
A lot of fun.
They're very fun.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. So what was the verdict in the over or under?
It was over.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know what blew my mind? And this, I think, friends of the podcast, I'm calling you all out. To everybody who said this comment, I'm calling you out. I can't believe you go into other people's bathrooms and change their toilet paper.
I couldn't believe that either.
I couldn't believe how many people commented that they do that. I'm like, no way.
Because because they think it's uncivilized to be under, so they
Where does uncivilized come from?
Because that's the way everybody does it, even the queen.
You don't know that the queen does that.
Yes, she does.
You don't know. You don't know at all.
Let's text her and find out.
Okay, we can see if we can track down the queen.
No, better. Yeah, let's tweet the queen.
Tweet the queen. I'll tweet Buckingham Palace, because I think it's Kensington Palace, actually. I'm going to send them a tweet and ask.
Okay.
They'll never get back to us.
No.
But at least I can say, for purposes, research purposes, I did see what we could do.
Over or under.
Over or under. Liz, over and under.
Come on.
Or under.
Tell us.
That's what I want to know.
All right. Because it was my day off. I watched Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Ugh.
No, I like them.
I hate that show.
But I learned something. Lisa, be thankful I watched.
Okay, tell me.
I learned something just for you. I heard about it.
On Kelly?
Yeah, Live with Kelly
and
Ryan.
Just for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're remaking Elf.
Shut up. No way. Like
that
Elf?
Horrible
like
horrible 80s.
Whoa.
Of a fake puppet alien.
Hey. You shut your mouth right now. If I had a bar of soap, I'd shove it in there.
They're remaking Elf.
As in alien life form Elf.
Yes.
As in Gordon Shumway.
Yes.
As in my color is burnt sienna.
Yes.
As in my neighbors are the Achmonics. As in I live with the Tanners.
The fact that you know
as
all
in,
of this.
I like to chase Lucky the Cat.
That's horrible.
And I love the song Lucky in a Pie with Almonds. That Elf?
Lucky in a Pie with
elf
Almonds.
Elf sings it on... plays the piano and sings it in an episode.
Oh my God.
That Elf?
Oh, yes.
Is being remade.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know when it's coming out.
But it's coming.
But it's coming.
My sister and I are like Elf experts.
Yes, I know.
You do. I think I just said some. That's my excitement.
Told
I like love
all
Elf.
The people.
My sister and I just love Elf so much.
I know.
She's going to be so excited.
She's going to be verklempt.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's like the best news I've had all day.
Okay. Well, also, because apparently it is the year of remakes.
Yes.
Magnum P.I. is also getting remade.
Don't care.
Well, because,
No,
I agree. No, I agree. Because they remade Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah, don't.
And it's still on.
But don't.
But it's not horrible.
Elf, I understand.
Okay.
Makes sense to remake a great show
that. Okay, but Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck?
No.
He's Magnum.
Is he coming back?
No.
They're just going to find another curly-haired mustache dude?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't know.
It's like when they brought back for a movie Miami Vice. You know what, Jamie Foxx? You're just not cutting it.
That was bad.
Right? And Starsky and Hutch? The Starsky and Hutch I remember from the 70s, they looked good. The Starsky and Hutch that they brought for the movie, not so much.
That was not good.
Not so much.
No.
Wow.
Sometimes things should stay old.
Most times things should stay old.
But not Elf.
No, not Elf.
Not Elf.
Elf is, okay, the brilliance of that show was it was so ahead of its time.
Oh my God. You used brilliant and that show together.
It was so ahead of its time.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
Yeah, right up there with Mork and Mindy.
It's a freaking puppet.
It's not. It was a mechanical puppet. And that, right, not just R2-D2, better.
It was a mechanical puppet.
It was a mechanical puppet. Might have even been a dude in it. I don't know. I don't know where that goes.
Oh, my God.
But I'm so excited. Uh-huh. That's the best news.
Okay.
Thanks, Samantha. Huh. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
I felt like you would be excited.
I'm surprised you didn't text me. You wanted to save it. You're like, I'm saving that one.
Well, and the only reason I watched that episode is because Kate McKinnon was on it.
She's so funny.
She is hilarious.
Yeah, I love her. I think she's really funny.
That's the only reason.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you got?
Mm.
No, because I think you talked about it.
I did.
And I feel like maybe if you share it with others, you can get rid of it.
You think?
You can just, if you get it out of your head.
Okay.
Get it off your big chest.
Nice. Nice.
Just tell us.
Okay.
It's okay, Lisa. We're here for you.
Okay. Because I was traumatized. Right? So friends of the podcast, you all know. I take the bus to work.
She does.
Right? I bus it. And I don't hate the bus. I'm the only person in the world that doesn't hate the bus. It's 12 minutes, whatever. But I see
it's
things.
Because you're not doing any of the work.
I'm not doing any of the work. I just go in, right? And I'm not doing the work, right? That's
a
sign.
You play with your phone for 12 minutes.
I read the news. I catch up on my Twitter. And I don't pay attention. Right? However, I see things. And I hear things sometimes.
Okay.
And sometimes I smell things.
Oh.
So I get that it's the summer.
That's unfortunate.
And I get that it's been hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that people like their open toes and their flip-flops.
Yes.
But what I don't need, I don't need the bus at 8 o'clock in the morning to smell like stinky feet. It did.
How do your feet smell stinky so early?
The whole bus smelled like stinky feet.
Really?
Yeah, like if you think of the one person in your life that has smelly feet, because everybody's got one,
yeah,
right? The whole bus, that person was on the bus in multiples.
Oh.
Yeah. The whole bus smelled like, I got on the bus and I'm like, oh. And then I thought, why do I know this smell? What is the smell?
Why do I know this smell?
Right? I don't have stinky feet. I don't, because I just had a shower, so I knew they're not my feet.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But it permeated. It was everywhere.
You know what? I'm just so excited you used a big word right now.
Did it fit? Did it work? Did it fit in the sentence? Did it? Yeah, it did. Because you're clapping. Look at me. But I'm still not going to read a book.
You used a big word.
I did. Permeated. Because I felt that it worked. I didn't know, though.
Yes, it worked.
Okay, I didn't Google it or anything like that to see if it worked.
Oh, my God.
Because we're not scripted.
No, we're not.
Right? But yay, Lisa. Permeated. And actually, it kind of just rolled off nicely.
Yes, it did.
So it permeated.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the whole bus.
Gross.
Dear people on the bus, can you clean your friggin' feet?
Like, take a shower.
Like there's just, I mean, oh, I can't.
How do people not shower?
I don't know, but it was a bus full of non-showerers but me.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't my feet. My feet had been cleaned with soap and water and, like, body wash and, like, 15 minutes earlier, pretty much. And they're in a dress shoe.
And they're in a dress shoe.
And a work sock.
This is true.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, not my feet, but it was so disgusting. I was so not happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I feel better now that you told us?
Yeah, I'm over it now. But, God, it's things like that I hate about the bus. And then, you know, enough.
No.
Enough. So gross.
Okay. So, you alluded to a yogurt and berry twist.
I have a yogurt and berry twist.
Yes. Because you alluded to it on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Because Jenny Knott posted a picture of her berries and
she
yogurt.
She actually gave me some inspiration.
Oh, jeez.
Because her yogurt and berries, which is on our Facebook page, looked so good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And she had some granola.
Yes.
And then I did allude to it. And then Jenna Kovich, who we've known forever, commented saying, I can't wait for the twist. Is it strawberries or granola? And guess what? It's neither.
Oh.
It's that big of a twist.
Okay.
All right? Because this is like kind of like Lisa's cookie corner.
Yes, it is.
Right? Because that's what I'm doing.
Because apparently now that's what we're doing.
We're doing. I'm doing Lisa's cooking corner. So the twist.
Yes.
I did two new things this week. Okay. So it's not granola. It's not strawberries. That's too easy. Okay?
That's too easy.
Yeah. So because I'm kind of
on the berries that you don't pick and the yogurt you don't make is not easy enough.
Smith, I can't churn yogurt. How do you churn yogurt? I don't know how to churn the yogurt.
I'm just trying to understand.
Okay. But so, and I've been on a bit of a fruit kick.
Uh-huh.
So I tried. I thought, you know what? I'm going to dabble here and I'm going to add some new fruit.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Bated breath.
Do you have any, what do you think I might have added?
Apricot.
Nope.
Plum.
Yes. I added plum. And guess what?
What?
Horrible. It was really, really nasty.
Plums can sometimes be quite sour.
They were sour.
Yeah.
And I think I cut, they weren't round like a berry. So they were kind of like in like, it didn't work out. It was
oh
a fail.
Oh my God, round like a berry.
You know why? And here's what I learned, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
You can't recreate perfection.
Oh my God.
So berries by Lisa.
Yes.
Perfection.
Okay.
It needs to not be tampered with. Right?
Berries by Lisa. You're so serious when you say that.
I know.
And I'm just like, it's not cooking.
But it is cooking.
I feel I need to go back to it. And go, this is Lisa's not cooking corner. This is what we're renaming it now.
Yeah, because but it certainly is cooking.
But it is not.
And I also tried one other thing to do with the yogurt. Because my sister posted on the Facebook that she likes Fruit Loops with yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Tried that. That's disgusting.
Why?
Because it's so sweet and the Fruit Loops get soggy. It was gross. So she must eat that shit like a mad woman. Like, she hasn't seen food in a week or something to get through that. It was horrible. I hated it. I just had a spoonful of it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then I didn't like it.
Okay. But talking about cooking,
yeah.
I have something new.
Okay. I can't wait.
Because in my 49th year, Samantha, apparently I would like to be called Chef Lisa. So all the years my cooking taste. Yeah. So all the, this one is. So yes, it is. So all the years that my cooking tasted like necessity.
Yes.
I've upped my game for the 49th year.
Okay.
Okay. It's a new potato. You're going to love this. It's a new potato recipe. Are you ready?
I'm waiting.
Okay, so this is what you do.
Okay.
Friends of the podcast, take a minute, grab pen and paper, so you can jot it down. It's really easy, but
Got it. Really good.
Okay,
yes.
So you take potatoes.
Yes.
Okay, clean them, because that's the nice thing to do.
Yes.
And then what you do is you thinly slice them. You slice them thinly.
Uh-huh.
Thin slices.
Uh-huh.
Put them in a dish
uh-huh.
that can go in the oven.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Take a little bit of cheese. You take a little bit of butter. Right? Are you still?
I'm with you.
Are you still with me?
I'm with
okay.
you.
Okay. And then you sprinkle some of that shaker cheese on top.
Parmesan cheese.
Shake it on top.
Shaker cheese.
Shake, 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 shake. Shaker cheese. That's what I just call it because you're shaking the cheese.
Because it's Parmesan.
Because it's Parmesan.
Okay.
And yeah. you put it in the oven.
So basically you've made scallop potatoes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Yes.
Scalloped potatoes come in a package that you put on the stovetop in a
you
pot.
You made scalloped potatoes?
I did not. Because you know what the difference is? Number one, there's no roux.
Oh, my God.
Right? There's no roux.
Okay, don't use words you do not know.
There's no roux. And number two, you want to know what separates it from scalloped potatoes?
What?
I knew you were going to say it's scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
No, the shaker cheese. The shaker cheese is what separates it.
The shaker cheese is the lazy man version of Parmesan cheese that you would just, like, grate.
I don't know. No, that's my own twist.
Uh-huh.
How about we try a little of this? And that's what a chef does. She just mixes it up a bit. She just takes what ingredients she has,
uh-huh.
and she just shakes it up a
uh-huh.
bit.
What did your husband think?
He didn't care either way. I think he didn't really love it. I think he felt that he had tasted this before. But he hadn't.
Because it's scalloped potatoes.
No.
Yes.
Not with the Parmesan cheese.
Yes,
not with the shaker cheese.
Yes, it is. It's not new.
No.
And again, here we go again. It's not new.
Samantha.
Here we go again.
Why do you always have to, like, just deflate my bubble?
Because.
Burst my bubble.
I'm glad that you tried to make something instead of pouring it out of a package.
So I like to call them Potatoes by Lisa. That's the theme. Do you see the theme? By
berries.
Lisa.
Yes, berries by right. Lisa.
So, yeah.
Potatoes by Lisa.
So, with the berries, the key part is then we mix. Right? And with the potatoes, then we shake.
Then we shake.
Then
oh
we shake.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
That's.
Oh my God.
Thank
then
you.
We shake.
You're welcome, world. Let me know. Take some pictures of it. Let me know how it turns out. I don't know. Cook it on 350, 400, but keep a watchful eye.
Keep a watchful eye. Yep.
And let me know.
I think you're insane.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying something new. Huh. Why is that such a problem?
It's not.
Good.
Samantha. Okay. So you alluded to the fact that
alluded. Such a big word.
I know. Thank you. You alluded to the fact that you and Michelle were still beating that dead horse. Not a sign.
And beating is a bad word to use. Okay. We have.
I believe last week when we talked about things that were not a sign.
Yeah.
For marital.
For women wanted men to know that certain things were not a sign. Not all roads lead to sex. That's what we wanted them to know.
But.
And here's my thing. I get that we had a little bit of fun at the men's expense.
And I was on their side.
Yes, you were. So. Yes, you were. And probably lots of other people were too.
Yes.
Except for the old married women, who probably were on team married. Right? So there's team married and then there's team not married. And I get
team Sam.
And there's team Sam, right? It's like fake fan. I can go either way.
Yeah.
Just depends. Just depending on my mood, I might be this way. Depending on my mood, I might be that way. That's you. Fake fan Sam. And
That's funny.
And I know we talked a lot about it, but we're still having a lot of fun with it.
Yes, you are.
So the Hyper Hype Girl and I, we have a new, we elevated it.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a sign, part two, the game show edition.
The game show edition. Da-na-na-na-na. That's how I see it going in my head. I hear that music.
It's a 70s game show.
Yeah, a 70s like definition or something, right? Da-na-na-na-na.
That's da-na-na-na-na.
Right? It's not a sign, the game show edition. So this is what we did back and forth.
Okay. All right.
Think of all your fun game shows.
Yep.
Men, we're going to give you a chance after we browbeat this one more time. We're going to give you a chance to come up with your own list about women, whatever that looks like. Keep it clean, though, because we've been clean. And you know what? You put it on our Facebook page, send it to us in an Instagram, tweet it out. We'll share your version of not a sign.
Yes.
Okay, whatever you come up with, because that's only fair. We're those women.
Yes.
We can take it. If we dish it, we can take it.
All right.
All right. Jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take Shudder for 200, Alex. Answer, when you go all day knowing that they're looking for a sign. Okay. Family Feud. We asked 100 married women. Survey says, no sign. Deal or no deal, no deal. The Apprentice, you're fired. Big Brother, I'm sorry you've been evicted.
Oh my God.
Forged in Fire.
Oh,
we got two for Forged in Fire.
It's not even a game show.
But still, it's near and dear.
Okay.
Okay, it's a show.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
And there is a game attached to it.
Okay.
Forged in Fire, it can kill. Forged in Fire, it didn't pass the kill test, but it will cut. The Amazing Race, sorry you've been eliminated. America's Got Talent, 3 X's, you're out. So that was us.
This is all via text.
All via text. With some pictures, too.
Oh, right?
Because through Bitmoji, there's lots of different things where it's like, meh, all these different things.
Yeah.
So we were just, it was a little bit crazy.
Oh.
Lots of fun.
Dear men, let us know.
Dear men, let us know.
Are there things that are not a sign for you?
Yes. Right? What do women do that make you think not a sign?
Not a sign.
Because they got to go through that sometimes,
they
too.
They have to.
Right? It's only human.
I mean, right? Not tonight, dear.
Yeah. Right? The football game's on.
Yeah, I have a headache.
Just because I'm letting you watch the football game with me doesn't mean it's a sign. So men, let us know, right? We'll read it. We'll have some fun with it.
It could be sports related.
It could be sports related. It could be food related. It could be anything, right?
That'd be great.
It'd be kind of funny.
I would like to hear it.
I know. And yeah. I'd like to see it. And then that way we can compile it.
Okay.
Okay. All good times. Okay. Guess what I did?
What?
Okay. So, you know how much I love the Kraft macaroni salad?
Yes.
Well, Mike loves it a lot, too.
Look at you cooking up a storm.
Chef Lisa. 49th year. Cooking corner. So I made some on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. And knowing how much Mike loves it.
Uh-huh.
Not a sign. Not a sign.
Still not a sign.
Still wasn't a sign.
Still not a sign.
No, but there was a twist.
Oh, God.
There was a twist.
Oh, my God.
So I made the pasta salad.
Uh-huh.
And I sprinkled tuna on it.
That was the twist?
Macaroni salad
sprinkling
by Lisa.
Sprinkling canned tuna.
Yes. That was the
over
twist.
Over packaged macaroni. Okay.
That was the twist. That was the twist.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you don't just see that everywhere.
No,
do you?
No, you don't.
No, you do not.
No, you do not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
Okay, well, you know what? I hate Katie Mac. Yeah, I hate that salad.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's disgusting. I hate the taste of it.
Wow, my mom would like just not be happy with you right now.
I know. Because like I come from potato salad people.
I know, you're all...
Never in my life have I ever been in a family dinner situation in the summer, because that's when macaroni salad makes its appearance.
Yes.
Eat it. My mother's never made it. At least wow. I hope that she doesn't remember because she listens to the podcast. I've never seen macaroni salad. I've always seen potato salad.
Really?
And it has to be my dad's potato salad.
And that's it.
Because he's the king.
So you would take potato over macaroni?
For sure-sies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you like a potato. Do you think that's your German heritage? Like your stucky German heritage?
Well, Lisa.
Because those women like the potatoes.
I would like a new segment called Potato Salad, the History.
Oh, okay. Okay, Potato Salad, the History. Also known as Potato Salad Being Schooled. You're about to school us with some potato salad.
I'm gonna school you potato salad.
All right, Samantha.
Okay, however, you were so right.
Thank you.
A German...
And podcast is done right there.
No, it originated in Germany.
Of course it did.
Yeah. And potato salad can be both warm and cold.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I think I just threw
no,
up
my... No,
I think
no,
I
just no. Because you bit. Make... No, shut
Ooh,
up.
Oh, that's so gross.
And it's
then,
not
yeah,
really...
And then it's mashed potato.
Nope. I've had German potato salad. Oh, it's the best. It's warm because it's made with... You would love this. Bacon drippings.
Bacon. That's mashed potato.
Vinegar. Ew. And a little bit of sugar. You mix it up. There's potatoes and bacon and onions, and you mix it up, and it's warm. It's delicious.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's delicious.
No, potato salad's meant to be.
No, it's good.
A salad is cold.
No. It is considered a side dish, not a salad, even though it's called potato salad.
Well, somebody needs to change that. That's messed up, man.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Did you know the calorie count for, like, a cup? It's, like, over 350 calories.
Wow.
For potato salad.
So that's a healthy dish.
It's horrible because you make it with mayonnaise.
That's so nasty.
But the people make it with mayonnaise or olive oil in some regions. Did you know that?
Oh, I don't know anything about potato salad. Cause I don't,
you got that worst look.
Because I don't really care a lot about it. I don't really feel
you
the
have,
love.
You have the worst look on your face.
We'll
right
buy
now.
Like a little container from like the grocery store, and we'll call that and we'll eat that. But I'm not making that stuff. I'm not cutting a potato. Well, although I did just invent a new potato dish, so you never know. Maybe next summer. Potato salad by Lisa.
In my
50th year, right?
Oh my God.
Gordon Ramsay, look out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but why would anyone eat macaroni salad?
Because it's just wonderful.
No, because that pasta is like cold and icky and
no,
like,
but the thing
mushy.
Is, okay, no. No, you keep it firm. Don't, Samantha. Get your brain out of the gutter.
What?
You want like an al dente type of pasta.
Oh, look at you using a word.
Cooking words. Al dente means to not be fully cooked.
Al dente.
Al dente. What was I called? I called it dante.
Oh my God.
What did I just call it?
Al dente.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Dante from General Hospital. Al dente. Is it dente?
It's al dente.
Okay, so that means same thing. Do not be fully cooked.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh my
God. So it's not mushy. It's not mushy at all. It's just wonderful.
But the beauty of a potato salad is that there's many versions of it. How many versions are there of a bloody, ugh, disgusting macaroni salad?
It doesn't need to be. It's perfect just in one version.
Really?
Yeah.
What version would that be?
Like the one from the box.
The Kraft.
It's really, really a good version.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because it comes with a little packet of seasoning. Uh-huh. And you just season and then you mix.
Is it with mayo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Because pasta really should just be warm with like a tomato sauce.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. What about the spiral pastas that they make into a salad?
No.
Okay, back to your potatoes. You're never going to convince me. Like, potato salad's fine, but it's a little heavy.
No, because you can make it with baby potatoes. You can have it with dill. You can throw in some onions, some green onions, and all that kind of fun stuff. You
so much
have
fun. Woo,
my dill. My dad's is mayo, mustard, and eggs. The baked potato, or not the baked potato, the boiled potato. Cuts it up, mixes it,
yep.
Throws some seasoning salt in there for some fun. It's the best. Mm. Served cold.
Yum.
Well, it should be definitely served cold. I don't support the warm. That sounds gross.
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
But you're a potato girl.
Yes, I am.
So that's the thing.
And if I was a potato, I would be.
I did a quiz, and you would be, I don't know completely, but you would be a mashed potato. And do you think that you could be a mashed potato?
I like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's what I got. So the quiz that was on Pinterest, it asked me, like, what's your favorite dog? I picked some little poodly-looking thing because I thought, yeah, you probably like that dog. Uh-huh. And then if you had a superpower, what would it be? I said that you'd like immortality because you probably like to live.
Yes.
Okay, so I picked that. Then the other question was pick a dessert.
Oh.
I picked a pie because I think you like
pie.
Oh,
I would like pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who knows you?
Me. Yeah.
And then the other was pick which Channing Tatum you liked the best.
Oh, which one did you pick?
I picked one. He just had a goatee.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, to me, he looked like the best one.
Yeah.
And I picked him, and then you came back as a mashed potato. Yeah.
And then, did you do it for yourself?
No, because I don't really like potatoes that
oh
much.
Oh, my God.
No. I didn't
really?
Care. I didn't need to know what type of potato I am. I'm a French fry. If I'm any potato, I'm just a French fry.
Why would you be a French fry?
Because that's all I like. I don't really care much about the other potatoes. Like, they're fine.
You eat a baked potato, though.
Yeah, I eat the inside when you put all that shit on it. Right? And did you want it loaded? And then some extra sour cream, please. And a little extra pat of butter. I want it to be 750,000 calories. That's what I want. Because my friend Sam says that a potato brings her happiness and love and comfort. And it's like a big hug on a tough day. So I want that feeling too. And so for that, I need 750,000 calories worth of that potato. Yep. Yeah.
Which is why I had a bag of potato chips the other day.
You're a potato girl.
It brought me comfort and joy.
And it's like a big hug.
It's like a big
right?
hug.
It's like when my mom's not around and I just need a hug. I just have a potato chip.
Yep.
Right?
Brings me back to my heritage.
It takes you back to your roots. You are so a potato chip.
Okay. So because I bothered to look for a potato salad, the history.
Okay.
I came across something really bizarre.
What?
It was an article about an Ohio man who raised $55,000 for potato salad on Kickstarter.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
$55. He only wanted $10.
Yeah.
But because the campaign is...
So like, he got $55,000.
Yeah. $55,000.
Okay.
He was just going to make potato salad and didn't know what kind yet. That's what he wrote. He wrote, I'm just making potato salad, and I'm not sure what kind yet.
So I'd like $55,000.
No, he asked for $10.
I got $55,000.
The goal was thousands of dollars, and by the time the campaign ended, he had $55,000.
Wow.
Through Kickstarter. People were pissed.
I guess.
Pissed.
I guess.
But it was...
But yet they pay.
I know.
It's a different topic.
Okay.
Don't get me
so
started.
It was a historic Kickstarter campaign for potato salad.
Wow.
Did you know that Californians raised 17.2% of $55,000. Ohio in his state raised 17.6% and New York was 9.5%.
Really?
Percent. Yeah.
That's Ohio, so crazy.
So the Ohio residents were asked to attend potato stock and the remaining money went into a foundation for hunger.
Wow.
So really...
Okay, well that's good at least.
Yeah.
Right.
So from these are his words. A little internet joke that will be forgotten, but the impact will be felt forever.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that say about people giving money to stuff?
See, you know what? My issue with those things is that they need to go to good things.
Yes.
But it sounds like it went to good
things. Well, because it was a joke.
Yeah.
It was an internet joke.
But then the leftover.
Yeah.
Good.
But people paid thousands of dollars.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that
funny? So crazy.
For potato salad.
For potato salad.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any potato salad that good that I want to pay that much.
But why would you keep giving money to something
I know.
Like that?
But you know what I think is if I'm having a potato salad, it needs to have an egg.
Yes.
Have to have an egg.
Oh my God, yeah.
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 It's gotta have an egg.
Otherwise it's boring.
Yeah.
Do you want boring?
I don't.
I don't want boring.
I don't settle for boring.
I don't settle.
I don't settle. You make Larry's potato salad or you make no potato salad world. Right? That's how that goes, Samantha.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I can't snap. Right? Or at least not like you, because you got the gift of snap. Right?
I do.
Yeah, you are a snapper.
I'm like...
Yeah, you got a good snap.
And I can whistle. You cannot whistle.
No, I can't whistle.
You can't do lots of stuff.
Thank you. Right? You're just a loser, and you should just be thankful you're my friend, because really, that's what I feel. Right? God.
You know what?
And I may even not even be your friend after today.
You put it out there to the world.
There. Right? I can do lots of stuff. Thank you. I can't believe I have to defend that now.
I know, it's funny.
Wow. I take back Larry's pizza. Or Larry's potato salad.
No, don't.
That's, I've had it before. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Okay. In a war.
Yeah.
A food war.
Yeah.
Pizza versus taco.
Okay.
Who's winning?
Oh, Samantha.
I'm just asking.
In a food war?
Yes.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, if the nation were to be divided, would they pick pizza or would they pick a taco?
Okay. Is that separate than our picks? Is that separate?
I'm just asking.
Sounds
I'm getting
like a trick
question. Getting the conversation
Okay,
going.
You know what? I think that, I don't think you don't ever have a pizza truck. You have a taco truck.
Oh, I've never seen a pizza truck.
Exactly.
Oh,
right?
That would be hard to make them.
So I think the taco wins the war.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We did see a lot of taco trucks. At
we
the
did,
food.
Right? And everything becomes a bit
war.
Of a taco, right?
Yeah.
Like a Bannock taco.
Yeah.
And there was like tacos.
There was tacos.
Yeah.
There were things to be had.
Yeah.
Okay. Because your topic was pizza versus tacos. Because
I love them both.
I do too.
Yes.
I picked tacos.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I picked tacos.
No.
Yes.
You should not have.
I. What do you mean I should not have? There was no rules.
No.
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 There was no rules to tacos versus pizza.
Lisa.
You didn't say I must have missed that
text. Every time I pick you up from work or it's our day off and we're going to go do a lunch, you're like, can we have pizza?
I love pizza.
I want pizza.
I know. I love pizza.
I like, can we have. Every other time, it's pizza.
I love pizza.
How did you pick tacos?
Tacos swayed me. I was swayed by the tacos.
How were you swayed by a taco?
Okay, I'm going to tell you how I was swayed. Okay? I did some research.
Uh-huh.
I wanted it to be pizza because I love pizza.
Yes, you do.
I could eat pizza every single day.
Even like the freaking cheese sticks.
I love all things pizza.
Because you like the bread.
I like the bread.
You like the dough.
And the squish in the bread and the la la la. Okay. So I wanted, I assumed pizza. Uh-huh. I'm like, easy, pizza.
As I did too.
Well, no, I knew that you would probably toss it back and forth. What I didn't think is that I would be swayed by the tacos. So here's why I was swayed by the tacos, Samantha.
Oh my God.
Okay?
Oh my God.
Okay, you ready? This was the sway.
All right.
Okay? Because with pizza, you have to share and you have to eat quickly to keep up with your slice count. I'm like, oh, that's true.
To keep right? up with your
Say you have six pieces in a pizza. I got to eat quickly so I get my three. So Mike doesn't get four and I get two. So I'm like, good point, tacos. Okay? Tacos, it's just you and your taco. Right?
This is true.
Okay. That was the first. So that started this way.
Okay.
Then I read a bit more.
Uh-huh.
With pizza, there's too much compromise. There's, let's get this on it. Let's get this on it. No cheese because I'm lactose intolerant. What type of crust do you want? Thin crust. And I'm like, oh, good point. Because you and I, when we go to have pizza.
I make you eat your own.
Yes, right? And I have to say, if we're going to share a pizza, can we just please get like what I like? And then we have to compromise. So I'm like, that's true. Tacos?
No, I compromise.
I don't compromise.
And I hate it.
Yeah. Tacos? Soft or hard shell?
That's your choice.
That's all.
Because it's your food.
So you do see how I was being swayed? Then, here's the kicker.
Oh.
Here was what put it over the edge.
Yes, Lisa.
Tacos are quicker.
They are quicker.
Pizza can take up to 30 minutes.
Yes, it can.
So tacos swayed me.
Because you're like, I need it now.
I need it now, right? I'm hungry now. So I was swayed by tacos. I was completely swayed. That bitch got me, roped me in.
There's no pizza versus tacos if we both agree on tacos.
But I still love pizza.
Okay.
I didn't give up on pizza.
Okay.
I have some fun facts about pizza.
What?
Okay, you ready? Do you have fun facts about pizza?
No, because
you didn't pick pizza.
Because I love tacos.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because I still love pizza.
Okay. So how did you become the person to advocate for both sides of an argument? This is not... Are you really Lisa? Like, I need to ask that question.
We take off the mask.
Oh my God! No.
And the role of Lisa in this week's episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam is played by not Lisa. No, hey, it's still me.
HHG, what the fuck?
I just pulled back my mask and it's Michelle, the hyper hype girl.
Because this is Michelle.
No. You know, I love tacos too.
Okay.
Right? Like when
we never go out for tacos.
I know, because they're not in places. They're not. But when sometimes I've said to you, you'll say, what's for supper tonight? I'll be like, tacos. And you can tell I'm excited by that.
That's true.
Right?
Well, you're way more excited by a hot dog.
Okay. But I love, 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 love pizza.
Okay.
I was just saying, I was just swayed by the tacos.
Swayed.
Yeah.
So your heart belongs to?
Oh, it belongs to pizza.
To pizza.
Okay. Okay. But I want to give a little piece of my heart to tacos, too.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to share my heart. Because I have two, right? I have two pieces, right? I have two hearts because one overflows with so much love. I had to have a second heart for that.
This is true.
But here's my pizza fun facts.
Okay.
Okay? Did you know that Americans eat 350 slices of pizza per second?
What?
Per second in America.
Holy
in
shit.
In America.
In America.
In America.
In America.
$30 billion industry.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
3 billion pizzas are sold in the U.S. And it's the second most popular takeout after chicken.
Well, because it's easy.
Yeah.
Here's your pizza.
Isn't that crazy?
Here's your pizza pie.
Do you have any, do you have some taco facts?
Oh, I have taco facts. Oh. Actually, okay. Because the beauty of a taco is the fact that you get to choose anything.
Anything.
Beef, pork, chicken, turkey.
Back it up.
Veggie.
It should just be beef.
Bean.
Should just be beef.
All the things.
Should just be a nope. beef taco.
The
maybe
beauty,
a chicken.
Fish. Oh my God.
Ew.
Yum.
That's all trendy.
Nope.
I want a fish taco.
No, I want a shrimp taco.
Ew.
I want all the things.
Ew.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good. Awesome.
Are you vegan?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Are you wanting to be vegan?
No.
Okay.
Hi.
Sounded like some vegan choices there.
No.
Okay.
Because people are.
Okay.
But the beauty of it, the beauty of a taco is that the sauces that you can, the things you can put on a taco.
And a pizza.
Avocado, lettuce, ew, hot sauce, onions, coleslaw, cheese, just all the things. The versatility and the variety are endless.
But that's everything. Just
and
like
it's
a pizza.
Healthier.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's healthier.
Yeah, but it doesn't
soft taco, hard taco, in a bowl. Taco bowl.
Taco bowl.
Taco. I just had a taco salad today.
You ate part of the bowl.
I did. It was delightful.
Seems kind of weird. I don't get that.
See,
part.
If you were a true taco person, you too would have had a taco salad
fine,
today.
Fine, fine.
Oh my God, you're a fake fan of
I'm
taco.
I'm not a fake fan. I love tacos.
You know what? Tacos, they just want the people that are all about them.
No, I'm authentic.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're
I'm
not.
An authentic. Yes, I am. I just like a plain, like just a plain type of taco. I don't want all your fancy taco shit. That's what I don't want.
Fancy
taco
shit.
I don't want the fancy taco shit.
Well, then you're not going to like pico de gallo on there.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't want like a hot sauce.
No. No. Burn
you're
my tongue.
Boring. You're boring.
Whatever.
Sour cream.
Salsa. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheese.
Yeah.
You're boring.
Why?
Because you're boring.
I don't need Mr. Pizza. De gallo on my pizza
and,
or on my taco.
Okay. The beauty, and then all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, taco is so versatile because it can be breakfast, lunch, and supper.
No.
You can have a jugo rancheros taco. You can have a breakfast taco.
Who wants egg in,
eggs,
egg
meat.
Wrapped in a taco shell? That's disgusting.
Onion, salsa, avocado.
I'm not even listening to you right
it
now.
It is delightful.
You can have a breakfast pizza.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can have a dessert.
I've never seen a breakfast pizza.
Well, guess what? I just put it out there. And you know what? Tune in next week to Lisa's Cooking Corner when she creates the breakfast pizza. Well, it's no different than it being in a soft taco.
Oh, that's gross.
Just some scrambled eggs on a shell. I can do that.
Really?
I'm going to try.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe I'll make
I
it.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
no.
I can.
I just think a taco is like the bomb.com.
Mm, that's fine. You can have that.
And the taco, did you know that October 4th is National Taco Day?
Well, I didn't know that, but thank you.
It's National Taco Day.
Okay.
And October, hi, the best month anyways.
Why?
Because it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's my
right,
birthday month.
Right.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Did you know that last year Americans ate over 4.5 billion tacos?
That's nasty.
4.5.
Think of how many toots are happening after that.
Did you know that 490,000 miles, that is 490 miles of tacos, and that you could take that to the moon and back?
That's crazy. Did you know, Taco Bell uses the equivalent to 600,000 cows worth of beef a year.
6,000?
600,000.
Oh, my
295 million pounds of ground beef.
Well, they were the first to start the Mexican food craze.
I still love tacos, but okay. But you know what? I take it back. I'm pizza. Right? Screw you, tacos. That's what I think.
Did you know the first taco truck was actually started in New York in 1966 by two housewives?
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
Interesting.
Smart chick.
I guess that's kind of cool.
You know what?
You know? I think it's okay.
Pizza and tacos.
Pizza. You know what? I don't want to pick because I like them both so much.
Really?
But I do love pizza.
Oh, I like pizza too.
I know.
But I hate it. I hate eating it with you.
Nice.
Because I like it when we go places that can get individual pizzas.
Or half a pizza.
And then I don't have to share.
And then or sometimes we do half a pizza and she'd like this on her yucky side. And then on the gourmet side is this.
The gourmet side is pineapple. Weird.
Onions. And either pepperoni or bacon. Depending. With the question of how spicy is your pepperoni? Because if it's spicy, I'll take the bacon.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. And in a perfect world, a little extra sauce never
You know
never
what?
Goes
I
wrong.
Just don't understand you.
I'm just saying.
I just don't understand.
That's what I like. That's what I like, Samantha.
Okay.
Right.
Well, since we're having so much fun talking about
this versus that, that versus this,
I'm going to indulge your weird question.
Okay.
About canned food.
Okay.
She brought this to my attention,
I did.
And I'm like, ugh.
No. Whatever. I was just curious.
I'm curious myself.
Okay.
Canned spaghetti versus alfagetti.
Canned spaghetti.
No.
Yes.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
No.
Both.
No.
Disgusting.
Alfagetti's not disgusting.
Yes,
but
it is.
But as an adult, I don't need to eat my pasta in little alphabets. That's my issue with alfagetti. I don't need to see. I don't need to be reminded of the letters.
What do you want it in, like, I just, shapes?
No, I don't need it. I just need it like in a noodle, like the canned spaghetti.
No,
the canned spaghetti noodle is the exact same as the alphabet. It's just as the alfagetti. It's
gummy
just,
and mushy.
No, it's not.
It is.
And when we were kids, we used to cut up a wiener and we'd put it in there, and we'd have canned spaghetti with wieners. So good.
Hi, trailer.
Deep down, right? Deep down. Got to be a little trailer in me somewhere, right? So good. I sometimes still will put it on the grocery list and I'll heat it up at night and then I put it in my thermos and I take it to work.
So weird.
Why?
So weird. Because it's disgusting.
I also like alfagetti with toast.
What?
Yep.
Who are you?
I'm me.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Swear to God, pull off the mask. I want to see who it is. This is bizarre.
I don't mind that stuff. That like goes back from when I was little. Right?
Because your mother always made you eat fancy meals.
Right? So,
and all he wanted as a kid was to eat a canned
I just
something.
Want shit. I just want some crap. Right?
Like
I just
everybody
want,
else.
I want click.
Oh my God.
Right?
I want, or spam.
Yeah, weenies in a can. Something like that. I just want something nasty and gelatinous on the top. That's all. I want to hear that noise when I take the lid off something. That's all I wanted as a kid.
Because she made
no,
you.
No, we didn't the, get that.
The fancy meal.
We're going to have some beef Wellington. Right?
But your mom was a good cook.
She was a wonderful cook.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. But you just wanted, like, everybody else's food.
Just wanted everybody else. But, Samantha, don't try and be all that. Because I also know that you like Chef Boyardee barfaroni.
No, I don't eat that. I like the mini ravioli, and I like the one with the meat.
That's disgusting. So, it's funny, Miss Trailer. Right? Miss Trailer, pot calling the kettle black, because that's nastier, because that's got whatever as meat in it.
Nope, delightful.
Ew.
It's almost like, because you probably think of spaghetti in a can, disgusting, as like a comfort food.
Yeah.
Mini ravioli is like a comfort food.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross. I don't want the meat in it.
No, it's delightful.
But like the tomato sauce is the exact same as what they put in the spaghetti and in the alfagetti.
Just they're so not made by the same people.
Really? Chef Boyardee covers them all.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Spaghetti and alfagetti is Heinz.
Yeah, but Chef Boyardee, I'm sure at some point, probably did that too.
No.
I think so. What about Zoodles? Who's Zoodles? Zoodles is somebody.
Zoodles is, I don't know. I think it's Heinz too.
Zoodles was a knockoff.
Yes.
Right?
And it was not good either.
I don't mind it. I don't mind the can. I don't mind either of them.
You know what I did find out though?
Tell me.
Mini ravioli is the worst for you.
Do you think?
Because your spaghetti and alfagetti are apparently better than a mini
See,
ravioli.
I always eat a little bit better. I'm always a little more health conscious, so I am.
Really?
I always pay a little more attention.
Because you're 5-year-old taste buds.
I'm just saying, every now and then I don't mind it. Yeah. I have two things of alfagetti sitting in my cupboard right now as we speak.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I can take a picture and prove it. I'll text that to
Folks,
you.
Folks, I'm going to make her take a picture.
I will. I'll text it to you tonight. I'll open up the cupboard. You'll see the Kool-Aid jammers. You see, they're situated between the Kool-Aid jammers and the mug cake.
That's right. I forgot. Right? You like Kool-Aid jammers.
And then the mug cake. So that's where they are. There's two cans right there.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that you like Kool-Aid.
Love Kool-Aid.
I don't understand.
Love it. Love it. And never had Tang until I was an adult.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It wasn't big in Ontario, I guess.
Tang.
Yeah. And we never had Kool-Aid because my mom was diabetic. Oh. So if Wendy can't have it, you can't have it either. That was the rule. Odd that we grew up fat, that I grew up
no,
fat.
No, I think it was because...
because then once I could have it, I had it. But I love Kool-Aid so much. It's like, I love it. It's my go-to.
That's why you're probably, your cooking tastes like necessity.
Yeah, but it's getting better in my 49th year, I think.
That's good.
So I asked the Hyper Hype Girl to weigh in.
Okay.
Because we need her opinion.
Yes, we do.
Here's what she had to say. Yes. Okay? So pizza versus tacos.
Uh-huh.
This is what, oh my God, if you could have seen her face. This is what she said. Pizza, 100%. Doesn't like the tacos. Hates the mess.
Oh.
Okay? Hates the mess. And she was getting angry just talking about it. And then this is what she said. Do not taco about it again. That's what she said. Potato salad versus macaroni?
Yes.
Macaroni salad made her also angry.
Good.
She had some anger issues today. She had a tough week. She had some anger issues. Which was so funny. Right? She's just like, no. She's like, Kraft dinner, KD should only be hot.
Yes, I agree.
Macaroni should only be hot.
Yes.
She said, macaroni wants to be potato but can't be.
I agree.
That's her quote.
I agree.
I knew you'd agree with that.
I agree.
And Alpha Getty versus canned spaghetti, she's an Alpha Getty girl too.
Oh!
Yeah.
People are killing me.
That's the Hyper Hype Girl's take on it. But she was getting angry. Don't talk to me about it. Don't. She's like, I'm just mad at tacos already. So weird. But that's what she was doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we also need to explain that next week we're going to go on vacation.
We're on vacation.
We're having a besties vacation.
Girls week away.
Yep. And that means that the podcast is not going to be released till next Saturday. Next week's episode won't be released till that Saturday.
Yes, unless. Now, there was a chance that it would come out Friday night. But when we look at the weather,
we might be there late.
So last year, friends of the podcast, the goal was to leave in good time on Friday.
Yes.
But the Friday, because we both work Saturday,
yeah.
Right? But the Friday was so nice.
Yeah.
We needed to stretch it to like 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And then it's a 3-hour drive.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Right? And then you've got to stop and have some snacks, say hi to Barry and Hilda.
Yeah.
Right? And all that sort of stuff. So this may be the 1 week that we actually do give it to you a day later.
Yes. So we apologize, but we'll make it worth your while.
It's going to be so worth it. What all are we doing up there?
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to be busy.
We're going to be
busy. Because there's a lot of competition happening.
Because we became those people.
Yes. So I haven't yet asked my mom. Sorry, Mom. But I want to grab the ladder game.
Yeah.
Or maybe we did ask her.
I think we did back
we did.
when we did that challenge.
So there's going to be the ladder game competition again.
Yeah. And it will go on and on
yeah,
and on.
Yeah, because I will win and it'll be fun. Mm. I'm going to go find some dollar store water sport.
Because we need to do something in the
well,
water.
Well, we did the same thing 2 years running.
Yes.
And that was, and we broke Barry and Hill.
Yeah, we need to replace the toys.
Yeah. So I'm going to find some stuff for us. And then Lisa.
Yahtzee.
Yeah.
We're playing some Yahtzee. Monopoly didn't go well last year.
No, because you kicked my ass and I was upset.
Yeah. And then you were like a birdie came and pooped on your lip or something.
And I don't want to play Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, you know what? You're just not smart enough for that. So I'm not going to bring it.
Oh, you are so mean.
I'm not. I'm just truthful.
You are so mean.
Truthful.
No, because why would I want to know useless shit?
Because you should just know shit. How about that? Right? It's not all useless. You should just know some stuff. Right? And we will not be playing Scrabble because that game's dumb.
No, because I would win
that
one.
That game's dumb.
Because I would have words and you would not. Mm.
So we're going to go. We're going to have a ton of fun as usual. The weather looks like it's supposed to be beautiful.
Yes. Now...
So
we're also going to try something new in like, we're going to build a fireway.
Yeah.
Now I'm hoping that we don't we're allowed to have a fire.
Well,
it's been
sometimes there's
tents.
If it's dry, they may not. So
yeah.
We'll
in the north, it's been tents. So if we're allowed to have a bonfire,
we're going to have a marshmallow eating contest.
We're not. You can eat them. I'll be fine. We're going to have a marshmallow roast off.
See who can make the best marshmallow.
It'll be me.
It won't be you.
Yes, it will
I
be.
Think I'm really gifted at that.
No, I don't think
I
you
think
are.
So with the patience and everything.
The patience. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I think of when I think of you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be really good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really and we're going to be continuing our tanning challenge.
Oh, yes, we have the tanning
right?
competition.
Yes.
Yes, and Annette had some really good cheating things for me.
Well, if you need to cheat to beat me in a tanning contest, Matt,
she did let me know that paint chips or a paint swatch would help us decide.
Well, we'll have to pick some of those up, too.
What was chocolate brown?
And who's darker? Right? Who do we look closer? Who's
Well, right now I look darker than you already.
Yeah,
so.
That's fine. I haven't seen sun for 3 weeks, so whatever. Right? 4 or 5 days of 30. Guess who's soaring? That'll be me.
Soaring.
What do I need to remember? The chapstick with some SPF.
Yeah, and some SPF to begin with.
I don't care about the SPF, but yes, the chapstick
should.
Part.
Yes, you should.
We're not gonna. Do we need to argue about this now?
Yes, we should.
No, we don't need to argue about it right this minute, Samantha.
People have heard this argument. They don't need to hear it again.
Because they're going to hear it again, right? Sorry, friends of the podcast, but that's what we're doing.
That's true.
And so we're going to, but we are, because we'll be checking our social media and coming out from the north.
Yeah, see, the reason why it's getting released late is because there's no reception.
There's no cell phone.
Once you get past the park gates,
done.
It's spotty to begin with.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get to the lake that we're going to, there's nothing.
There's
nothing.
There's a satellite that flies over every morning around 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and all of a sudden your phone is like ding, 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 ding. And then which is nice, because then at least you can't correspond, but you have something to read the next morning, right? You can see all the love that there was. You just can't reply back till we drive a couple minutes back to where there's...
Couple minutes?
I know, it's a while.
It's like half an hour.
It's not that far.
Yes, it is.
But then it's fine, because Samantha, you want an ice cream? So it's all worthwhile. Yeah. We go for an ice cream.
Placate me with food.
Right?
That's a good idea.
What's placate mean?
No!
Is that bribe? Does that mean bribe?
Yes!
Okay. Wait, I think you're going to screw me on your big fancy word, Samantha.
Oh my God.
Right? Permeate.
Yeah, permeate.
Just saying. So that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're going up Monday afternoon.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Oh, and on the drive, Lisa?
Yeah.
We're not stopping in North Battleford.
Yeah, we are, because I got to eat.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because I want to get Dairy Queen.
No. You're.
And then I want to get...
Nope. This is the rule.
There's no rules.
One stop in North Battleford.
You aren't the boss of my vacation.
Make it worth your while.
Uh-uh.
One stop.
I'm not talking about that.
There will be no Burger King, maybe McDonald's, but no Dairy Queen.
Yes, the Dairy Queen for a dessert.
No.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because.
Explain why.
It takes too long. I don't care.
Okay, we're on vacation. We're not on a friggin' timeline, right? Ding, right? You're not going to become like what? Oh, the glass slipper fell off.
Just wait, because we have to grocery shop for this trip.
Maybe I make Facebook Live that experience, eh?
It's going to be horrible.
That'll be so
Stop
much fun.
Touching the bread.
You'll find me in the bread aisle, squeezing buns.
Oh, my God.
Looking for the best buns possible.
Yes.
That's what I'll be doing.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
Let's get down to business.
Okay.
Your I shake my head for this week.
Was you.
Yeah.
So we went to Fuddruckers for lunch today.
Yes, we did.
Had a lunch, had a beer, had a salad.
Which makes no sense
makes
together.
Makes no sense together, right? Neither were good for us. Right? Then we went inside because it was too hot.
Yes.
So we went inside and we were working on our podcast stuff. And you said, hey, do you want a cookie?
No. What I said was, you need something because you're getting cranky and I needed you to calm down.
I wasn't really getting that cranky.
You were cranky.
I was like a little bit cranky. I
told you to drink your pop.
Drink your pop.
And I'm like, give me your money. I'm going to get you a cookie.
Yes. So what did I say to you? So all I said to you was, I said, can you just make sure that they're soft? Because I don't like a hard cookie.
I made that poor girl behind the counter touch them.
Good. So then that's
she had a plastic glove on.
Yeah, there's the difference right there. So then you came back with the cookies, which I thought was awesome. Thank you.
I came back with six.
You came back with six. You went for two, you came back with six. Because you're like, it's more bang for your buck. Right?
Your buck. I didn't care.
And who's taking the rest home? You.
Me.
Okay, but here's the thing. When I said to you, are they soft? My shake my head moment, Samantha, was you felt the need to paw the cookies. You like you
I
were,
didn't paw them.
With your bare fingers,
I did not
you were
paw
like
them.
Squishing the cookie.
No, I was not pawing them.
You were squishing my cookie.
I just put my finger in it.
You were like putting your finger in my cookie, right? And I didn't understand why you felt, because you know what? In all of our years of friendship, I've never once thought that you've lied. So when I said to you, are they soft? You could have said yes, and there would be no reason for me to ever doubt otherwise.
Whatever.
But instead, no, I'll even prove it to you. Squish, squish, squish your cookie. Right? Made me shake my head.
I was squishing the ginger snap one. I didn't even touch your freaking peanut butter one.
But still.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That made me shake my head.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What about you?
Well, mine, unfortunately, also, well, it had to do with stuff that happened to me.
Yeah.
Because, and it happened today. Because it's like freaking hot.
It's hot out.
Which I appreciate.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I appreciate it.
We are liking the heat.
Yes. And the sun and all the things.
Yes.
But as a plus size girl, why must I have back knee sweat?
That was weird, hey?
It was like, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Watch your language. Sorry. And I got to be honest with you, a little yucky.
Stop it.
You were like so, like, you were like rubbing your back of your knee. I'm like, what's
why
wrong? You're
is
like,
my back of my knee sweating.
And that was your eye shaking.
And then my neck was sweating. It was like I was sweating out, like.
You were like sweating.
It was weird.
Yeah, you were sweating.
And then the crook of my arm had sweat. Like, enough!
Go, fat girl. Go, fat girl. Go, fat girl.
And I was in a tank top and shorts. Right? And, like, I thought I was going to be, like, at least somewhat cool.
No. Nothing.
It was horrible.
Imagine if you had on the Spanx.
Oh, my God.
That would have been horrible.
I wouldn't have come out of the bathroom because I wouldn't be able to get them back up again.
I'd be like, I think there's a problem with my friend. I think she's in the stall with the Spanx.
Can we call 911?
Yeah, you probably hear...
Oh my God.
Yeah, hey.
So that was my, I shake my head because I'm like, why, as a plus size woman,
are you
sweating
behind the knee?
Like that?
Why do you got to sweat behind the knee?
I don't know.
Who even knew that that was a place you sweat?
Well, it's apparently a thing.
Apparently it is.
It's gross.
That's okay. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Right? It was hot. And we were sitting outside. Right?
And then we went inside.
And then we went inside. Exactly. That's when we went inside. All okay, right. So I got something to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're participating in something.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, friends of the podcast, we are participating in what's called the Sunshine Summit 2018.
Woohoo!
And our friend Heather, she's a podcaster. She has the Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She's from New Zealand.
Cool.
Yeah, so she's like from that's a long way away from here, Samantha.
Thank you for explaining
that. Just letting you know. So anyway, so she's celebrating the summit. The purpose of the summit is to celebrate connections.
Cool.
That's kind of fun, hey?
Yeah.
And it runs from August 11th to the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got lots of great different podcasters mm-hmm. on it.
Yep.
There's Adam Higgins from The Odd Dad Out. Mm-hmm. He's doing it. Rhett Hall from Brain Trust Network is on it. Our friend Alyssa Lucas from Best Forever.
Oh, she's nice.
Yeah. And then there's some other, and then lots of other ones too.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also on it.
Cool.
Yeah. And we are on it on August the 15th
yep.
at 6:30 Central Standard Time. I don't know what that is other times, but you can Google it and you can find out.
Yeah, because in case anybody wanted to know, in Canada, Saskatchewan never changes.
We don't change. We just stay the same.
We stay the same.
Yeah. So we want to play her promotion.
Yes.
So I want everybody to have a quick listen before we get back to the rest of the podcast.
Exactly.
Hello, it's Heather from the Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast. From the 11th to the 17th of August 2018, I am hosting the second Sunshine Summit. It's a week of live streams with amazing content creators and the theme of celebrating connections. All the details for the upcoming summit, as well as replays from the first summit we held in March, can be found on the sunshineandpowercuts.com website on the Sunshine Summit 2018 tab. So check it out, and if you know the guests, we'd love for you to come and celebrate with us. But if they're new to you, come along and learn more about them during the summit. We look forward to celebrating with you.
All right, the topic for next week, is going to be the bestie vacay.
Samantha, I have a question.
What?
Do you think we're like doing vacation like we did all of December and it was Christmas? Are we killing
vacation?
Are we killing vacation?
We are.
We might be killing vacation. I hope friends of the podcast put up with it for one more time.
One more time.
And then we're not on vacation again.
No.
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 No. Unless we win the lottery.
And then it's vacation all the time.
Then that's all we do is vacation. And we'll throw in some other fun stuff too.
Yes, we
right?
will. Okay. Guys, if you want to promote us, go to wehavemerch.com. You can buy us.
You can buy
us. I mean, like, not us.
We're a wine bag now.
We're a wine bag.
We are a one bag or two bottles of wine or a one bottle of wine bag.
And aren't we like a beer cozy?
We're a beer cozy.
And we're a beer cozy.
And we're t-shirts.
And hats.
And hats and coffee cups.
And mugs.
Mugs and travel mugs.
Yeah, because, you know, that's cool.
That's so much fun.
You can also, if you like our podcast and want to support us, you can go to Podbean Patron. Lisa, you explained it so well.
Okay, so if you go to the Podbean app, so we promote Podbean on everything. So it's on our bios, it's on our Twitter. You just go to that, pull it up, it'll say play in the app, it'll show our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Over Sam's beautiful face,
yes.
It shows a little red bag that looks like a punching bag. Just punch it. And then it'll take you to where you can donate and where you can help support the podcast.
Yes.
And you know what the thing is that the support for the podcast, that's not really money in our pocket by any means. It's things like our earbuds.
Yep.
And it's things
microphones.
Like, yeah, like when you run out of a pen, things like that. So really, you know what I mean? It's just to kind of keep the podcast going to help us with a few expenses.
Exactly.
So if you love what you hear, feel free to do that.
Exactly.
And what else?
Lisa?
I got something else.
Yes, you do.
I got an announcement, Samantha. I just didn't know if you were on your game.
No, I'm on
my
game.
You're still paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
Okay, so friends of the podcast. We hope that you noticed the music at the beginning of today's episode.
Yes.
Yep. We did it. We made the leap. We are a real podcast. We got music. We tested music last week.
Yep.
Picked music this week.
Yes.
With the help of John Buchanis from the Audio Editing Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He is our editing and podcasting consultant.
He's the guy that helps us with the test.
Because we're so tech
we're so
illiterate.
Horrible. Yes.
But here's the thing, Samantha. He's so good at what he does. He makes us two idiots in the car sound like we aren't even in one.
Well, no. We still sound like we're in a car.
But not that bad.
But we don't hurt people's ears.
We don't sound quite as bad.
Yes.
Right? That's how good he is.
That's really good.
Right? And he's also the production editor for the well-known podcast, She Podcasts.
I know.
So he's our guy.
He's our guy.
And he also plays the music at the end of our show, too.
Yes, and he does any of the promo stuff that we have.
That we have. He puts it all in.
He really helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate what he does.
So. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
So where can people find us on social media?
Okay. You can find us, listen to us on Podbean, iHeartRadio, or iTunes, or any app catcher that you have. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
We're there.
We're everywhere, really.
We're everywhere. Come find us. Interact with us.
Yes.
Be our friend.
Yeah.
Talk with us. Right? That's all we want.
Join the conversation.
That sounds like an ad from something. Join the conversation. I don't know what it's from. All right. Anything else, Samantha?
No, that's it for me.
All right. That's it for me. So, Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Thank you.